White girl twitch a lot. Have you ever wondered what it sounds like when someone repeatedly slams a white girl's head into the pavement with all their might? Thanks to smartphone voyeurism and social media bloodlust, you need wonder no more. Last Friday around 2:30 p.m. Central Time, two 15-year-old girls, one white, one black, squared off in the middle of a suburban St. Louis street. The black girl emerged victorious, but is now in police custody. The white girl was knocked unconscious and has been hospitalized with a cracked skull and brain damage. The white girl, Kaylee Gain, had reportedly left a bleak social media slime trail where she claimed her parents were longtime junkies and that she had been bullied at school. There are murmurs that the black girl who slammed Kaylee's head into the concrete is named Mornice Alexandria Dye DeClue. Since Missouri law shields underage criminal suspects from identification, I cannot confirm that this is her name. I merely wanted to note that Mornice DeClue is the blackest name I've heard all month. It befits the sort of black girl who'd slam someone's head into the concrete over what some say was a petty high school catfight over a black boy. Some say the fight resulted after Kaylee's black boyfriend kept getting jumped. A sophomore at the school named Shalimar Ross told a reporter the fight was arranged because Kaylee had been repeatedly attacked at school and agreed with a friend that she had to finally stand up for herself and fight back. It's a ghastly video. You've been warned. Beyond the violence, several things are remarkable about this footage. This was obviously not a random attack. No one was jumped or ambushed, and from all appearances, it was a planned fight. For some reason, everyone agreed to stage the event in the middle of a well-trafficked street. Two cars entered the theater of combat during the first half minute, only for the drivers to stop and gawk. The black female videographer who says, "Let me get a good angle," as the video starts and keeps filming the carnage for an entire minute without attempting to intervene. Amid a crowd of about a dozen and a half people, most of whom get involved in the violence at some point, I spotted at least two others who tried capturing every gory moment on their phones. When the stout Mornice, who appears to be twice the size of the wispy Kaylee, starts getting the upper hand, a giant obese negress rushes in and attempts to peel her off Kaylee, only to have a fat white girl and a skinny black girl attack her on behalf of Mornice. So this was not a strictly black versus white affair. Even though Mornice has already clearly won, she jumps on top of the vanquished Kaylee, repeatedly calls her a bitch, then grabs her hair and smashes the back of her head onto the street at least three times. With Kaylee unconscious, the brawling continues among the other revelers for about another 40 seconds. At one point, with her eyes rolled back, Kaylee appears to start having a seizure. Multiple fights continue, and a series of damns and oohs issue from the observers while Kaylee lies there twitching. Kaylee was rushed to a local hospital shortly after EMT workers arrived. There are unconfirmed rumors that she is in a coma. A family friend has started a GoFundMe titled Kaylee on her road to recovery.
In minutes, this family's life shattered when their only daughter was assaulted outside of a North County high school. She was left alone on the ground to convulse before EMTs arrived on the scene. She was admitted to one of the local hospitals in St. Louis with a skull fracture and frontal lobe damage. She has major brain bleeding and swelling and is in critical condition. We will not know the extent of the brain damage that has occurred until she wakes up but the path to recovery will be extremely hard on the family, not only mentally, but financially. Your support would help with lost wages and piling up medical bills due to no medical insurance.
The St. Louis County Police Department says that on Saturday, March 9, 2024, a 15-year-old juvenile female suspect was arrested and is currently being held by St. Louis County Family Court on assault charges. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey wrote on Twitter X that this evil and complete disregard for human life has no place in Missouri or anywhere. The criminal should be charged and tried as an adult. If the victim dies, that offense should rise to homicide. This joyous display of extracurricular blood sports occurred in Missouri's 1st Congressional District, which hasn't had a white representative since 1969. It is also ranked the state's most solidly Democratic district. Its current representative is the fat and brassy Cori Bush. The fight happened in the middle of a residential street in Spanish Lake, Missouri, a St. Louis suburb that was 93% white and 7% black in 1980. But that was before progress arrived on the small census-designated place's shores. By 2010, Spanish Lake's demographic split had flip-flopped to 76% black and 19% white, and by 2020, the town had made so much progress that it was 82% black and 11% white. A 2014 documentary called Spanish Lake covers the process of white flight from the town, and, judging from the promo trailer, it seems that whites play the villains. Spanish Lake is nestled but a wee 5 miles from Ferguson, Missouri, famous for its three prolonged waves of racially themed unrest in 2014 and 2015. The fight was said to have taken place a mere 5-minute walk from Hazelwood East High School, which is even blacker than Spanish Lake, 95.8% black and a piddling 1.4% white. Both Kaylee and Mornice were students at Hazelwood East, where only 5% of students are proficient in math and 21% pass the state reading tests. As with Spanish Lake, the racial pendulum has been swinging in one direction, white to black, for decades at Hazelwood East. Back in 1975, the school faced an anti-discrimination lawsuit on behalf of black teachers and faculty alleging mistreatment. Fast forward to 2017, and a white woman sued the district, alleging that her black overseers had repeatedly demoted her due to her race. One account claims that the local school district has had a history of fights breaking out around the school for decades. Another says that violence and bullying have been a problem for years at the school. According to a 2021 article in the Riverfront Times, Hazelwood School District parent Linda Pearson, who had 5 kids attend schools in the district, says there were fights almost daily at the high school when her daughter, a 2020 grad, went there. On a page containing reviews of the school, phrases keep popping up along the lines of lots of fights, frequent fights, there are fights every day between the lower two grade levels, and the students were horribly behaved. The standout comment, even with the on-staff security, there's lots of fights. People have been taken to the hospital plenty of times. At least one student died each year I was there. We had a big problem with weapons being brought to school. In 2022, Hazelwood East High School mobilized some sort of diversity, equity, and inclusion solutions group. It also recently hosted 3 white daredevil motorcyclists who performed feats of derring do for the nearly all-black student body as part of some no-hate anti-bullying tour. After news of the skull-cracking incident gained national traction, the school district released a statement containing this warped gem. The Hazelwood School District offers our sincerest condolences to everyone involved. Everyone would, by implication, include Maurice, as well as a dozen and a half brawlers who kept fighting even after Kaylee was knocked unconscious. Even they get condolences. One of the oddest factoids to emerge from the morass of social media innuendos and scuttlebutt is an incoherent voicemail message that was reputedly left by a black female friend of Kaylee's who threatens to assault the school's interim principal, Elizabeth Havey, whom the caller refers to as a white bitch. I can't confirm that this is actually a friend of Kaylee's, but if it is, we have a black girl threatening to assault a white principal on behalf of her white friend whose head was pounded into tomato paste on a nearby street by a black girl during a melee in which a black girl attempted to defend the white combatant and a white girl attempted to defend the black combatant. That's the most sincerely multicultural thing I've heard all year. I could be grievously and even dangerously wrong, but apart from the participants' respective races, I don't think racial animus was a primary motivating factor here. Amid all the screeching in the video, I didn't hear a single racially tinged word. I think if all the players had been black, things probably would have gone down exactly the same. From what I could tell from the clip, everyone acted perfectly black. Maybe the only lesson we can learn from this failed school and its ghastly legacy of student bum fights is that in any majority black environment, the reigning culture will also be majority black.